This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors. The Outdoor Journey Show with Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan, brought to you by Journey Hunts and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation.
Welcome to the Outdoor Journey Show. Matt Gatiss and Ty Morgan here with you. And, you know, we started this well into the first part of our show series, talking to legends in the hunting world. And today's a big day.
Yeah, this is about as big as it gets for me. I'm really excited on many fronts. But this Legends of the Outdoors segment is such a fun segment because you and I, Ty, get to talk and our listeners get to listen mm-hmm. to the responses of men and women in the outdoor industry that have been just paramount. I mean, you know, top of the top. And today is definitely no exception to that.
Well, and I think, too, any opportunity you can talk to someone who has been so involved in the hunting world to get those little tips and tricks that maybe you've been doing wrong all these years could change the way your hunting is going forward and having successful hunts from here on.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And this is way outside of just hunting because this guy is so diverse. You know, we have Charles Alsheimer in today, and I had the privilege of meeting Charlie for the first time back in, I think it was 2009, brought him in to speak at a sportsman's banquet that we put together actually right here in Grand Junction, the Western Slope Sportsman's Banquet. And I was really familiar with Charlie and with all that he had done in the outdoor. But after spending a couple days with him, it really made me see the passion that he had for whitetail, for photography, for really all that's outdoor, for study. I mean, just incredible. I'm going to read you a quote from Charlie's website, and I just want you to go to it when you get a chance. And it's www.charliealsheimer.com. But here's what it says on his site. Charlie's an outdoor writer and photographer. Charlie's spectacular photos of the white-tailed deer are featured regularly in America's leading outdoor publications, and his informative articles on deer behavior and hunting strategies have earned both critical and popular acclaim. In 2000, a national survey sponsored by Deer and Deer Hunting magazine named him as one of deer hunting's top five inspirational leaders of the 20th century, Ty. Wow. Not just the last 10 years, of the 20th century. And listen to the companies he's in, along with the legend Fred Bear, conservationist Aldo Leupold, President Theodore Roosevelt, and camouflage pioneer Bill Jordan. Now, folks, that's good company to keep right there.
Yeah, right there, no doubt.
No doubt about it. Charlie, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be with you folks. Of course, I'm on the East Coast, and you folks are in the beautiful Rockies, so we'll have to try to span the difference and the distance between the two.
No doubt about it. Charlie, just tell us just a little bit about who you are and a little bit about your background.
Well, folks, for starters, I was one of those kids brought up on a farm. My grandfather and father had a 500-acre potato farm in western New York. It's what we call the Finger Lakes region. Pretty rural. I'm the oldest of five kids. The four younger ones are all girls. My dad was a deer hunter, so it's easy to connect the dot. From the time I was really little, I mean, I went with my dad when I was 5 years old hunting deer, and though I couldn't carry a gun, I could certainly tag along. And that kind of developed a passion that I had for nature. And as a result of it, when I was old enough to hunt, started to hunt, boy, just everything kind of snowballed from there. Unfortunately, for New York, when I was growing up, you had to be 16 to carry a gun. I got in the game a little bit later than the kids today get in the game. And of course, when I started, again, back in the 1960s, early 60s, we didn't have the technology, we didn't have the clothing, we really didn't have the knowledge that folks have today. I mean, it was kind of like fly by the seat of your pants and hope you learned along the way so that you could be a little bit better deer hunter here and there. Photography-wise, I never picked up a camera until I was 23 years old. I was in Vietnam. I had a boss from Iowa. Of course, I was the hunter. The guy from Iowa, he was not a hunter. He used to kind of needle me about how anybody could love the outdoors and never carry a camera. So I bought camera gear in Vietnam. Certainly still had the passion for hunting. Came back from Vietnam with telephoto lenses and cameras and started to hunt whitetails, not only with bow and firearm, but also with a camera. And that really kind of lit my fire, the photography end of it, because I could literally hunt whitetails 52 weeks a year. And whitetails are big in the East. And, of course, eastern Colorado, they're pretty big, too. But at any rate, that's kind of a little bit of a background. My college background is not biology, it's business. I have a business degree, but I'm one of those guys that have been really, really involved in the hunting industry. 1973, my wife and I bought a farm here in western New York, and the farm that we bought actually borders the farm I grew up on as a kid, so I didn't go very far. And kind of to take my career to the next level, as I was writing for magazines and photographing whitetails all over the country, we decided to take a portion of the farm and build a whitetail research facility, and we high-fenced 35 acres of the farm. No hunting goes on inside the enclosure. Basically, we do two things. We do animal nutrition, and we do whitetail behavior studies. And so we kind of partnered with some of the hunting manufacturers over the years to test seed blends, determine why deer do what they do, what they can do, what they can't do, you know, how fast can they run, how high can they jump, how well can they smell, those kinds of things. So to be honest, guys, my life has been a pretty special journey. And I tell folks all the time, I do what I do because I live in the greatest country on earth. America is unlike any place else. And we've got the freedom to come and go. We've got the freedom to chase your dreams. And, of course, the wildlife we have is just unbelievable. I mean, when you talk whitetails in the east, you talk elk in the Rockies and bighorn sheep and mountain goats and grizzlies and all that stuff. America's got the whole package. So that's kind of a thumbnail, some of the stuff that I've done, where I kind of came from. My career in the outdoor industry is 35 years old this year. So now you know I'm an old man. But at any rate, you know, I got out of college. I went to work in sales and marketing for a large corporation. Loved to do it. Was paid well. But I had this passion for the outdoors. And Vietnam taught me a real lesson in life, and that is don't waste it. America allows you to do what you want to do. And so when I was 1979, September of 1979, Labor Day weekend, I literally walked out of corporate America with a suit and tie on. And on Monday, I had blue jeans and a T-shirt on with a camera. And that's kind of where it all began. And, of course, when I started in September 1979, a lot of folks thought I was nuts. I mean, they thought, oh, you're crazy. You can never make it in this thing. Well, it was 79. In the 80s, I kind of did a little market analysis, and I thought, you know, the hunting industry is going to explode. At least that's the way that I saw it. And at the time, there was only 6 magazines that really catered to whitetail deer. But boy, by the end of the 80s, you had Harris Publications in New York City, for example. They were doing 26 hunting annuals. Mm. And it, our industry that we love so much, the hunting industry, I mean, in the 1980s is when everything exploded. And, of course, it carried right over into the 90s. And, of course, today it's a big business for a lot of folks. And so, again, I've gone pretty fast here, but that's kind of where I've come from and where I sit today.
Well, I think our listeners, Charlie, can hear the passion in your voice, the passion in what you're saying. That's what I got to experience in spending time with you. And I know photography, it's deep in your blood. There's no doubt about it. We can hear that already this morning. And you are definitely renowned for your photography in the outdoors. Tell us a little bit about why you love photography so much, and maybe share a couple of your most fond memories with us.
Oh, my. You know, most fond memories. Photography has really been key to the world. When I say that, it just has allowed me to travel North America. And when you can have an animal as beautiful as the white-tailed deer to photograph, and that's not the only one. I mean, I'm one of these guys that loves to chase elk. I go to the Canadian Rockies every fall to photograph the elk rut. And it just, you know, you learn so much about nature with a camera in your hand. And whether it's woodchuck behavior or squirrel behavior or bird behavior or deer behavior, when you start to pursue wildlife and you do it with a camera, I mean, that's like getting a master's degree, because you know behavior and you kind of almost know what the animal's going to do before you do it, providing you spend enough time at it. And I'm not only a wildlife photographer, I love to do scenics. And out of that whole process, I have put together a number of programs over the years and have literally traveled America doing engagements. On the 16th of April, I did my 2,000th engagement, and that's to over 500,000 American sportsmen. So you got to be alive a while to be able to do that, but I just feel blessed. I'm one of those guys that has a deep faith. When you look at nature like I have through the lens of a camera or sitting in a tree stand or stalking an animal, when I have a deep faith in what God has done for us. I mean, we are so, so blessed to live in America. And so I've got a great God, and I've tried to share my faith in Christ with folks wherever I go, because it's an integral part of my life, and it's made things really, really possible. And a lot of doors have opened up just because of the fact that I love America, and I love the God that made us. And so, you know, there's been a lot of opportunities that have come along, and of course the camera, to be honest with you, the camera's made my career, because, yeah, I'm an okay hunter, probably better than the average, but I make my share of mistakes. I've killed some great whitetails in my career. Basically, the only thing that I hunt to kill are whitetails and wild turkeys and everything else I do with a camera. That's part of what I do and why I do it.
When we come back, we'll be talking more with Charlie in regards to speaking and all of the amazing things that he's been involved with. But also, he is graciously giving us one of his autographed books. So next week, we will be giving that away to one lucky listener. We need you to email matt@journeyhunts.com. Tell us a little brief story of what you like to do in the hunting world. We'll draw one out of it, and one lucky winner will win it all right here on the Outdoor Journey Show.
This is the Outdoor Journey Show, where life takes you outdoors.